Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. The Ball Brothers Foundation traces its roots to 1926, and really before that to when Muncie became home to the five Ball Brothers glass manufacturing business in 1888. Today, the foundation distributes in the range of $5 million to $6 million annually, still emphasizing local nonprofit groups. Judd Fisher, a member of the family, is president and chief operating officer of the foundation, and we wanted to talk with him about its goals and how Fisher sees the area's strengths and challenges. Indiana Weekend is part of an immersive learning program, so you'll hear one of our students asking some of the questions.
Ball Brothers Foundation is a large private family foundation. It's the third largest family foundation in the state. It's in the top 15 in the state for all foundations, top 1% of foundations in the world in both size of assets and size of payout. And it's a philanthropic organization that does grants to nonprofits in the community. And it also is an organization that tries to be a convener and leader within the community in terms of connecting people, networking, trying to show leadership on different projects, trying to help people link up with different projects. Ball Brothers Foundation is one of actually three family foundations in the community that are related to the Ball family that started the Ball manufacturing company, and the family themselves wanted to give back within the community. So the founders of Ball Brothers Foundation wanted to have an organization that was dedicated solely to giving back and helping build up different organizations throughout the community that help, whether it's the hospital, the school systems, Ball State University, places like that. So the genesis of the foundation came from three of the five Ball brothers, and they had this idea that this organization and Ball Brothers Foundation could last, you know, as long as possible to help the community through its ups and downs. So it was rooted here because the company was here, the family was here, and the founders wanted it to stay here in Muncie, Delaware County, in East Central Indiana to help out as long as possible.
Early on, the foundation had an interest in health and wellness, and family members helped start Ball Memorial Hospital.
So that was a big push early on, is to have good health care for the community that the Balls were living in. And then the other part of it was education. Early on was really to try and help with the community having continuum of excellent education for people here, so you had a great place to live, to gain an education, and to grow up and hopefully work in this area in Muncie, Delaware County, in East Central Indiana. So those were early things that they did. And then, of course, you know, we know the history of Muncie shows that it was a great industrial force for a long time. That has pretty much come to an end. So the city is, and the community, the county, they're all sort of configuring what we are, I think, as a community. And so during that time, when we're struggling in terms of the poverty levels, people looking for jobs, maybe not finding the best paying jobs, things like that, as we're looking for something to take the place of industry that used to be here, the mass industry, the foundation can be here to help with some of the things that help rebuild what we are as a community.
Even as he acknowledges the economic challenges, Fisher says he remains optimistic about the region's future.
Sure. I think just going off some figures that are getting a little bit older now, but a few years ago, East Central Indiana had some of the highest manufacturing output it has ever had. So it isn't like manufacturing's gone away. It's the amount of workers that are needed. Through automation, technology, innovation, things have made it easier to produce products that before took a lot more people. So we're in a transition time. We still have great manufacturing. It's just, what are we now as a community? And I believe this community has gone from a place that employs a lot of people in manufacturing to a place that has a lot of different service industry types of things, technology opportunities, advanced manufacturing. It's much more diverse. We are a college town, and we're starting to really embrace that. That maybe could have been said long ago, technically on paper, but it really wasn't that way, I don't believe. And so now we're integrating that higher ed piece with Ivy Tech Community College and Ball State University into the fabric of the community much more. And I think that presents a lot more opportunity for people that live here and are thinking of moving here.
When you think about Muncie, what are some things that needs to be improved?
I think we need to be a more walkable city. The most successful communities around the country have been shown to be ones that make it easy for people to get their daily necessities and things like that taken care of very easily. And we have a lot of infrastructure here that is really made for cars and driving around. We need to be a place that you can walk to get your groceries, walk for your entertainment, walk for your education, and walk to work. And if we can improve on those types of things and rebuild some of our neighborhoods to make it easier to walk around, comfortable to walk around, safe to walk around, and make it a place where people want to move into with their organizations that have anything to do from groceries to advanced manufacturing in a much smaller area in the core of the city, I think that we would improve our community immensely.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you do when you're not behind a desk?
Outside of work, I do a lot of things with my children right now. They're 10 and 13, and I have a lot of fun watching them do sports. And we also have a farm we live on, and we like to hunt and fish, so we do all kinds of things outdoors. We like to go out and get the food that we're going to put in our freezer and eat, whether it's fish or deer or birds, game birds. And so we spend a lot of time outdoors, have a great time hiking outdoors, have a great time riding bikes, working on the tractor. Personally, I love getting on my tractor right now. I'm on it a little bit more than I usually am because I'm cleaning up some logging that went on at my farm. But we do all kinds of things outdoors. In the summer, our family travels to where I grew up in Leland, Michigan. We do as many days as possible on the pontoon boat and fish and visit family, just hang out and have a good time doing those types of things.
Judd Fisher, a member of the Ball family who is president and chief operating officer of the Ball Brothers Foundation. Talking with him, you heard Chris Gotzbach, part of an immersive learning class helping us with Indiana Weekend.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Can you talk about any of the projects or initiatives the foundation has supported in the community and why you like those and what kind of difference we're making?
Sure. So Ball Brothers Foundation has five initiatives. One of them is called the Quality of Place Initiative. And Quality of Place Initiative started, we started sort of forming that in 2006, and it's nothing new. Quality of Place is actually used a little differently by depends who's writing an article or talking about it, things like that. But our definition for Quality of Place was specific to trying to help with the core of downtown Muncie. And what we were looking at was improving aesthetics and functional different projects around town. We wanted to help with the looks of downtown. We wanted to help with a little bit of housing adjacent to downtown. We wanted to help with some of the pedestrian and bicycle things that were going on around downtown. Specific examples would be Toohey Pool and Cannon Commons. Toohey was closed down about the time we started our Quality of Place initiative, and Cannon Commons was pretty much a grassy, gravelly little area that didn't look like much. And they're really the bookends on the north and south side of downtown. So we thought, we're going to talk as much about these two places as possible. We're going to put our shoulder behind any projects that go on with those two areas. And so Ball Brothers Foundation did a grant to TUI when it was revitalized and brought back to life. And ours was not a big grant. It was $75,000 for the spray pad. But it was part of the whole project. And what we did was we talked a lot about the grant and why it was so important to get that back up and running, not just so people at a pool, but so there was instead of a fenced-in area on the north side of town, there was a vital, vibrant place on the north side of town that everyone in the community could go to. Same thing for Cannon Commons. We were one of four foundations that helped with the Performing Arts Pavilion in Cannon Commons. And again, that was one of four just for that specific thing in Cannon Commons. The rest of the area was paid for by some dollars the city had, and some other money came in for that too. But so we wanted to be part of that, and then we wanted to talk about it. We were very redundant about why we were putting grant dollars into that, and that was to make these areas that people wanted to go to, that there was a gathering space on either side of town, so when you're driving around, there's not this dead zone. We wanted to have places that look good, feel good, and make it so that if you're from here, you feel good about what you're seeing. You're not from Muncie, you drive in, you look at these spaces, and you go, oh, this city has some vitality and energy to it. And so those are the types of things we looked at. We helped with a couple projects. Eco Rehab does sustainable housing. Ball State professor Jonathan Spodek started that program. We did a house in terms of a grant. We helped with a house that was an abandoned home over on 522 Garkey that was completely run down. 30 plus students came through and fixed the interior and the exterior in a way that was highly sustainable. They used all kinds of different things from, you know, simple things, rain barrels, things like that, to solar power and some other things to make it a sustainable home. Our interest there was to get the Ball State students trained up to know how to go out in the world and do these types of things, to make sustainable housing, to have that experience under their belt. The other side of it was not just this sustainable home being in this on this street in Muncie, but a abandoned home had been resurrected, and the near downtown neighborhood looked better. It felt better. It made it so that you feel good about driving down the street and looking around and possibly buying that house at some point. That house is a model home for Eco Rehab right now, but they ended up doing another house across the street. And so slowly, piece by piece, you build beachheads to try to make the neighborhoods feel better, just seem like a better place that you can invest in and live. And those types of things have been happening. And so that quality of place initiative is still going. We look at corridor development. We look at a couple of the gateway parks right around downtown. There's the one right over by Cornerstone that's right now, it's a dirt patch. It's gonna be a new park that attaches to Fireman's Park there. And it's instead of a rundown old building, it's gonna be a nice place to look at. It's gonna improve the corridor as you drive along Madison. And so those types of things, just bit by bit, piece by piece, we're building up incrementally throughout the city in partnerships with nonprofits, local business, and government to make the city look better and feel better. And hopefully we'll keep businesses here and we'll get new businesses to come in.
Judd Fisher leads the Ball Brothers Foundation. Coming up, what it was like growing up in the Ball family.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Your family's name is so much a part of Muncie. What was it like growing up? Tell us what the Ball family's like.
Sure. I can tell you from my perspective, which isn't a Muncie perspective. Just, I did not grow up here. I lived here, my mom and dad moved from here when I was four. And so I didn't move back here until 1996. So I'll start at the end real quickly for you. When I got to Muncie, Ball Corporation was 2 years from moving away from here. There weren't as many Ball family members left here. And I got here and people assumed I knew everything about the Ball family, and I didn't. I grew up in northern Michigan, lived in a couple other places around the country, and really didn't think I would ever be back in Muncie. And I'd come for Thanksgivings. And so I I knew my grandparents' farm, knew a little bit about the company, of course, and that was about it. So when I got here, I would nod and pretend like I knew what people were talking about my family, because they knew a lot more than I did, and I would pretend. But from my perspective, the Ball family in general, the ones that I knew, there's a lot of them and I don't know them all. The ones that I knew were very industrious. They were just go-getters, adventurers, risk takers. And I think, you know, you look at a couple, Ed Ball, Virginia Ball, those were my great uncle and great aunt. My grandparents were John and Janice Fisher. They all did these incredible things throughout their life that were so much more about community than just about themselves. So that told me right there that to continue on with that type of legacy and tradition, you really have to look at so many more things outside of yourself. So that's what I've tried to put into this community and the job that I have in this philanthropic organization that I run. And I think that the lessons I've learned are to, you know, don't worry about yourself, worry about your community and fixing it up, and then everything around you will be better. You know, teach people, if the ones that aren't as knowledgeable about, you know, how to help in a community, help teach them, work as much as possible with partners that are invested in and have passion in the community. And then on the business side too, I'm not just on the philanthropy side, I have business interests too, is to make sure your businesses are the best they can be, make sure employees are, you know, excited, happy, they're passionate. So those are the types of things in general that I learned from the Ball family and from my connections there. And the other parts too are have fun. You have to have fun doing what you do, whether it's in business, in philanthropy, in anything. And that will make everything you do more attractive. So I think that those are some of the general things. I don't have a specific item, but those are some of the general things that I've learned as being part of this family. And I've learned to embrace the Ball family moniker, I guess. Really grew up outside of, you know, knowing what the Ball family meant, especially in this community, in this state. Growing up in northern lower Michigan, I didn't know all the things that my family was doing. A lot of incredible things. I had cursory knowledge. But since I moved to Muncie and just taking my formative years growing up amongst my Ball family members, the Fishers, Brackens, Balls, everyone therein, I just have tried to continue to make as many opportunities for others as I can and try to make my community better. So those are the things that I've learned.
Sitting where he does, Judd Fisher has had the chance to get a close look at what's working in the community.
We get to see a lot of best practices, so we get to gather those types of things. We get to also learn about a lot of neat things. I think that, you know, most people don't know that we have in Delaware County up two of the top schools, K through 12 in the state, two of the top high schools and K through 12s in two different types of criteria in Yorktown and Burris. I think that people don't know that Muncie Central is right now a B school, I believe. They were an A school the year before that and an A school the year before that. I hear leadership in the community talking about how they're an F school. I think that we have, my point being there is we have great education here. We have what is, unless I'm mistaken, the second largest city park system in the country because of Prairie Creek. We have great trails. We have great trails around Prairie Creek. We have the Cardinal Greenway that's the longest private greenway in the state, one of the longest in the country, one of the longest public or privates around in the Midwest, that makes it so you can get almost anywhere from, you know, Richmond to Marion on a safe and protected strip of, you know, linear park, basically. And those types of things are just wonderful. I think Minnetrista is one of the organizations that we are one of the largest funders of. But it is a jewel in this community. It's got a beautiful campus. It's got great history. It's just wonderful. And I think some of the other things that I like to talk about are, you know, we have the second biggest medical education program in the state. IU Health has their school of medicine here has the second biggest one in the state, and IU Health system itself is one of the largest in the country. So what's that say? You know, we have one of the larger medical education programs, I think, in this country. And So those are neat things to talk about because they're wonderful opportunities for our community. They're points of pride for our community. And the healthcare system here is wonderful. Ball State University, Ivy Tech, we have incredible higher ed opportunities here. And it just makes it a vibrant, neat place to live. And I think a lot of times we have the lagging kind of thoughts about our industrial past that we need to move past. We need to move on and say there's some neat opportunities out there.
Did you ever consider going to Ball State for school?
You know, I wanted to play basketball, and I was recruited, and I was not good enough to play Division I. Wisconsin gave me a letter, but I think it was an accident. So I was really interested in playing basketball. I blew that by I had the opportunity to go to Europe after my senior year in high school, and I didn't train at all. So by the time I got to DePaul, I went when Royce Waltman had taken over. The guy that recruited me at DePaul, the coach left for a job at a D1 school. So a new coach came in. He brought in a lot of hotshots that were just under D1 level and some that were D1 level. I got cut and I stayed at DePaul. So the other schools I looked at were minimal. I think I applied only to Indiana University and DePaul. Ball State was, you know, on the list, but I had visited Ball State and Purdue and several other places, but I really wanted to play sports.
Talking today with Judd Fisher, President and Chief Operating Officer of the Ball Brothers Foundation. He was named Muncie's Person of the Year by the Star Press. Ed Ball and Virginia Ball were his great uncle and aunt. His grandparents were John and Janice Fisher. Though he grew up in Michigan, he's found another home in Muncie and a passion for the region that's home to so much of the Ball legacy. Well, that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture of Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
Hi, John here, with a quick note about Indiana Public Radio's spring membership campaign going on throughout this next week. As you probably know, this is one of only a few times a year that we ask you, our faithful listener, to consider making a financial contribution to the station and help us with our operating costs. Our local shows like Indiana Weekend, The Scene, Community Connection, and all the local news and information we bring to you are made possible largely because of those who become members of the station. We have a goal this week of inviting 60 new members to our family. So if you're already a member, please consider letting your friends know how important membership is to you and to the success of the station. Online at indianapublicradio.org. And okay, we promise we're done with the pitching for now. Thanks.